Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Yabba Clock.
Hello, what is up? How are we all doing?
Right now, I'm freezing.
And I'm hot.
Yeah, she was walking around the apartment and she was like, aren't you just like so hot? And I'm like, girl, I'm about to put a blanket on because I'm freezing.
Well, it's like, but I also have been moving around and yeah. I'm lucky to be alive.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So I almost died.
Tell us about it.
I would love to. It all started on, we're recording this on Saturday.
Yeah.
And if we jump back to last Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
I would argue is when I was starting to be sick.
Yeah.
I have been sick for about 11 days and it put me in the ER for a split second because I had to go to urgent care and all the urgent cares by us were closed. So the nearest one was an ER. So I went to that and I got diagnosed with influenza A, which is the one you're not supposed to have that's really bad. And it was horrible. I was so sick. How sick was I? Like, I looked really bad.
I was worried about you.
Like, I still look a little rough, I'd argue.
No, you look beautiful right now.
Oh, stop it. But no, like, I looked really bad. Like, there was 2 days where I was so weak, I couldn't get out of bed. I could hardly drink water. I didn't eat anything for, like, 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad.
Yeah, I was, you, like, barely emerged from your room, and all I did, I was, like, hearing you cough and cough and cough, and I would be texting you being like, are you okay? Yeah, do you need anything?
And I'd be like, no. I couldn't speak. I spoke in a whisper. My voice was so hoarse.
Mm-hmm.
One night I woke up at like 4 a.m. and I was like, I couldn't breathe. So I had to go to Walgreens and get medicine at 4 a.m. Half like I drove myself.
What?
Because no one was home. You guys were all gone.
Oh my God.
So I had to like, while dying, take myself and get medicine. And that was scary. Because it was like one of those where it's like, I like couldn't, my throat was so sore and I had no liquid medicine. So I was like, I can't breathe. I'm going to die. So I drove myself to Walgreens.
I didn't know that.
It was really bad. And so I was so, I spent a whole day, a whole 24 hours. I couldn't keep any food down, let alone water. I kept being sick.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was so sick. And then I was like, I gotta go to the ER. Like,
there was no,
like, I called my mom, and I was like, I don't know what to do. My mom thought I had pneumonia.
Mm-hmm. Thank God you don't.
Which, could you imagine? That's like people that get tuberculosis nowadays.
I mean, that's going around, too.
Yeah, they asked me at the ER, like, have you been diagnosed or currently have tuberculosis? And I was like, what? No. What?
Mm-hmm.
They used to never ask me that back in the day.
Yeah.
But no, so I get seen immediately, by the way. I walk in.
Yeah, that's a great place. That's a great ER.
Yeah, they're so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk in. I got seen immediately. I was 154 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Which for me, I'm usually 157. So I had lost 3 pounds in like 3 days.
Oh, that's bad.
Because I hadn't eaten anything and I couldn't keep food down. I had a temperature of 99.9, so I had a 100-degree temperature.
Yeah. Not good.
And I got my first ever IV drip in my arm.
Yeah, I really can't believe that was your first one.
Yeah, I'd never gotten an IV before. Like, they drew my blood and everything. It was crazy. I've never donated blood. I've never, like, needed to receive it. So I've never been pricked in such a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was watching her. She was like, you don't have to look. And I was like, no, I want to.
Like, right, because like, you're like, what are you
my
doing?
My arm's there, and I'm like, oh, my God.
I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't look away. I did almost pass out, though.
Because of looking at it or just because
like
you were sick?
Just the feeling of it.
Really?
Because I was like, I was so, also, mind you, I was so dehydrated, by the way. She made me, like do this to, like, I guess get, like, blood flowing. Because she was like, you're very dehydrated. This might hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, my God. Oh, no. Sorry, there's like a little like thing on me. Okay. But yeah, so I had an IV. I remember just sitting there and I'm like wasting away in the chair.
I love the photos you were sending.
Oh yeah, our other roommate took me because I was in no state to drive myself.
No.
So she took me, and then she was sitting in the chair taking photos of me. I looked bad. Looking back, I remember I would step out of the shower, and, like, my lips would be, like... Like, I looked like I, like, had concealer on, because I was so, like... Oh, my God, like,
you were so...
Like, you know...
You were a sick child.
I was truly a Victorian-era child that was dying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't put that lightly.
No.
But, yeah, so I got an IV, and then that was exciting. That was such a weird feeling, because she's like... You're going to feel really cold. And I was like, please. I could feel it, like, circulating up through my body. My body chugged that.
Yeah.
I took, like, slurp. A whole full one. Took all of it.
Oh, my God.
And
your body.
I honestly could have probably taken more.
Jeez.
Yeah. But, no, it was very exciting. It's kind of like that same thing. Have we talked about my wisdom teeth?
Yes, we had.
When I got my wisdom, I was so excited to get, like, the injection in, so my heart was beating. They're like, "It's okay, like, just it's calmed down." Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "No, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited, lady."
Yeah, like, I was like, "Wow, this is such a fun experience. Maybe I'm glad I'm dead. I'm dying." Yeah.
At least you went out with a bang, you know.
I guess, but yeah, they also tested me for COVID. I passed that one. I did die. I do not have COVID.
Negative
COVID. Because I remember being like, they're like, "Do you think you could have COVID?" And I went, "I already tested and it was a no." And they're like, "Well, we'll test you again."
Right, just to make sure, because you never know. But thank goodness it was a negative.
Negative. Mm-hmm. Negator.
And also, knock on wood, because I heard that influenza A is, like, super contagious as well. Me and our other roommate, we didn't get it.
No, I think it's because I locked myself in my room.
I think so.
And I kept, because when I was in my time of contagion, mm-hmm. I was in there.
Yeah.
Withering away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I remember I talked to the doctor and I was like, "Am I contagious?" And she went, "How long have you been sick?" I said, at the time, I was like, "I'm on day 5. And she went, "No.
Wow.
You're not contagious anymore."
So what's, like, the incubation period for that? Like, the first, like, 24, 48 hours?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Must be. Because I asked her. I was like, "Am I contagious?" Because mm-hmm. I was wearing a mask when I went.
Yeah.
Because it's about basic human decency.
It's about basic human decency. We should put that on a shirt.
Honestly. Yeah. I went on a baby tee.
Yes.
However, I hate baby tees because I hate things that are tight on my arms.
That's why when I buy t-shirts, I usually like to buy men's t-shirts. Because they're...
I know that game.
They're just a lot better. Like, better. I don't know. Especially the t-shirt sleeve. So, okay. If you're not watching,
She's showing off her guns.
Yeah. Bam, bam. So if you buy a women's cut t-shirt, the sleeve is going to have an angle. So it's going to, like, angle up from the armpit.
Because it's stupid.
Or angle... No, it's angling.
No, it's, like, up.
Angle up.
I'm sure it accentuates something. Yeah, I just don't care.
From the armpit up. But it's just uncomfortable, and it's stupid, in my opinion.
And it's misogynistic, I'm sure.
Yes, and the men's t-shirt cut is literally just straight across.
Yeah.
So I really enjoy that.
I just like that oversized shirts are in right now.
They've always been in for me.
That's phenomenal. I love that. I love it.
It's always my style. It's always going to be my style.
Yeah, because I want space in the sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like when things grab me.
I want room to flap my arms if I want to.
To take off into flight.
To take off into flight.
Of course.
Like,
you are just girl. You want to take off into flight.
I am just Bat.
Period. You are Bat. Batrina, what was her name? The HHN character you love?
Patricia.
Yeah.
I miss her. Patricia, I love you.
Shout out, Patricia. Didn't see you enough.
I think Universal actually named her Batilda, which I don't like that. That's She's lame. Patricia.
She's Patricia.
She's Patricia.
Yeah.
Unless there's another Batgirl.
Well, there is another Batgirl.
Yeah.
She's part of the DC universe.
I guess.
Also sometimes known as, I believe, Calypso, because she becomes, like, a girl behind the computer. Or maybe, I forget what her name is.
Really?
Yeah. There's, like, a plot line where the Joker attacks Batgirl and then he paralyzes her. And so she can't be Batgirl anymore because she's in a wheelchair. So she becomes the girl behind the computer.
But isn't that Barbara Gordon?
Yeah, that's Batgirl.
What?
Barbara Gordon is Batgirl.
What?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh. Well, yeah. So, spoilers. Barbara Gordon is Batgirl.
Interesting.
You didn't know that?
No.
Genuinely? You just thought she was just chilling?
She's Commissioner Gordon's daughter.
Yeah, but she also
works at, like, the police precinct or whatever she does.
Yeah, but she's also got, like, a side hustle.
I didn't know she had a side hustle.
And there are some people that ship Barbara Gordon and Batman, and those people are fucked up.
Who do you ship her with?
Herself, honestly. Or sometimes, I don't know, not Batman.
Not Batman.
Because he's old, and that's her mentor, and it's weird.
Do you ship her with Robin?
No, because I think Nightwing belongs with Starfire.
Yeah.
I don't think that...
I think it's always been Robin and Starfire.
Nightwing, yeah.
Starfire.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I just feel like... Because, like, Nightwing... I don't know. There's so many different versions of, like, how Nightwing becomes Nightwing.
Yeah, that's true.
But I like the one where he is in Teen Titans? He's a Teen Titan, and then he meets Starfire. But it's also interesting when they have the Nightwing that gets kidnapped by Joker and becomes Joker's son, air quotes, and, like, he's traumatized by that. Excuse me. That's interesting.
There was... I forget how they did it. There was a show on HBO Max called Titans, which is the entire reason why I actually bought HBO Max to begin with, because the show just looked so good, and I loved Teen Titans as a kid. Titans was like a live action, and it focused around Robin,
right,
and how he kind of set up the Teen Titans, and then eventually he does become Nightwing, but I genuinely forget how he became Nightwing. I think he just, like, went crazy and disappeared, and he's like, I'm Nightwing now.
Yeah, I mean,
that's... Oh, because somebody else took over Robin.
Was it,
It was, I don't remember
the one that died, the middle one.
The middle one, yeah.
Yeah, because what's his name? Like, oh, I can't remember.
I forget his name.
Drake or Alan.
No, that was the other one. Drake was the next one. After that,
but Alan?
Alan?
I don't know. But he's the middle Robin. Usually dies famously.
Interesting.
He, like, just dies. I forget why. Sometimes he dies and he becomes like Red Hood.
Yeah, he became Red. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, sometimes he dies and he's dead. Sometimes he dies and he becomes Red Hood. It really just depends.
Just depends on the lore for whatever they're doing.
Yeah, whatever they need the lore to be.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, that's what he became. He was like, I wanted to be Robin so bad, and now I'm Red Hood.
No, I'm evil.
And then Tim Drake had to, like, he was like, I want to be Robin. And then original Robin was like, you're not ready. And he's like, well, yeah, I am. And then boom.
Yeah. And then there's Batman Returns, is it Batman Returns when Batman's old and he gets a new Batman kid?
Well, I would assume if he's old and he returns, then it would be Batman Returns.
I forget what that one is, though, but Harley Quinn has, like, two annoying granddaughters that are like, I want to be, like, a clown and, like, a ruffian. And she's like, you are bitches. I hate both of
you. Harley Quinn has granddaughters
at
that point? What in the world?
Yeah. You gotta really catch up on the Batman.
The Titans show did not even touch on... I don't even know if it touched on Joker.
El Joker?
Yeah.
You know, do you guys know the photo? It's of, like, a taxidermied rat, and he's dressed as the Joker, but it says El Joker.
I don't know that.
Oh, my God.
That's kind of funny, though.
I love... And that was my college joke. Like, because Joker came out when I was in college.
Oh.
It's all my annoying film friends. You guys aren't annoying. I don't know why I said that. The annoying people that just weren't my friends...
Mm-hmm.
They were like, the Joker, it's, like, so awesome and different. And then we would just, every time people would talk about how cool the Joker was, we would all just, like, quietly text each other, El Joker.
Mm.
And it was just very funny.
Wow. Okay.
I've just always been a dick.
Yeah.
My whole life. I've just always been quietly, like...
Just there.
Just, like, giggling at others. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's at least okay.
With El Joker.
El Joker.
El Joker.
El Joker.
Yeah.
What else? Yeah, I don't think that the Titans show... Okay, calm down.
I'm sorry, okay?
There's
a car going by.
Right, that was the sound. I don't think the Titans show touched on Harley Quinn at all.
Why not?
I don't know. Ask them. I'm so mad.
Maybe I will.
They ended the show, but I loved it so much. I thought it was so good.
Did it end on a cliffhanger, or was it like the show had a natural resolution?
I don't know if they had enough time to make it a natural resolution or not. I genuinely forget because it was years ago. But it was set in the same universe as Doom Patrol, if you know that show.
No. It makes me think of Paw Patrol, though.
It's not. It has Brendan Fraser in it.
Brendan Fraser. I know, but, like, okay. What else? What is he something? Is he a person? Is there just Brendan Fraser's in it as himself?
No, he's not in it as himself. He's in it as this, like, metal guy. Like you don't see him
like,
as
is he
him.
Doctor Doom or something?
No. Even
though that's Marvel?
No. He's, I forget. And they had, like, the Invisible Man.
Okay.
In it. And they had Cyborg.
Okay.
But he had a different name. I forget what his name was.
Oh.
But yeah, it was like that. And it had the girl from Orange is the New Black, who also voiced Isabella in Encanto.
Uh-huh.
That girl. She is in the show.
Okay.
It's very good. But I only watched a few episodes of that. I couldn't really get into it. Titans was more my thing.
Gotcha.
But it was very good. And I think they had a movie or something that also tied into it, but I don't know. And that's my
lore. That tied
lore.
Into Brendan Fraser's thing?
I think
Doctor Doom? Mr. Doom Patrol?
I think it tied into Doom Patrol and maybe even Titans. Like it.
Interesting.
I don't know. Or maybe it was set before that. I don't know.
Can I talk about a show that I hated?
Mm-hmm.
The Hawkeye one. I'm jumping to Marvel. The one with...
With Hawkeye.
Hawkeye.
And Haley Steinfeld.
Yes! Oh my god.
Do you not like Kate Bishop?
I liked her. I just... I don't like Jeremy Renner or any kind of...
Oh no, I don't like Jeremy Renner at all. Something about him...
Well, he like tried to like... not assault his wife, but he did threaten to like kill her once, I think.
Oh really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I don't like Jeremy Renner because he reminds me of a high school teacher I had who flirted with all the young girls.
Oh.
And they actually looked the same, and I would always tell him he looked like Hawkeye, and he did not care for that, and I thought it was really funny.
Oh my god.
And then he got suspended because he kept talking to girls that were minors.
Right. Yeah. And that's not cool.
So, that's... Personally, I don't like Jeremy Renner because he reminds me of that guy. And also, I just don't like him. But I do miss the Jeremy Renner app.
The reason I don't like Jeremy Renner is because he looks like Jason Earls from Hannah Montana.
Who's that?
He played Miley's brother on Hannah Montana.
Oh.
And that's why I don't like him. So, I think it's funny that we both don't like him
because he looks like
somebody
else. I mean... He's just
it genuinely has nothing to do with him as a person, except for you said, like,
I do actually, yeah, I don't like him as a person. I think he's a bad person. But
I do also remember the Jeremy Renner app, not because I was, like, coherent at that time with him, but, like, I have seen posts about the Jeremy Renner app.
Yeah.
And I think it's really funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw a meme that I had saved on my phone about the Jeremy Renner app, and I forgot about it. And I just saw it the other day.
You can go find it.
And it's really funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is...
Beautiful.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's your beef with Jeremy Renner.
And that's your beef with Jeremy Renner.
Our beef with Jeremy Renner.
The Apple Clock beefs with Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, on this podcast, we do not support Jeremy Renner. So sorry he got run over by his snow cat or something, but we don't support Jeremy Renner.
Sorry, Jeremy.
He would not feel bad for me for being in the ER.
Not cool.
No.
Mm-mm.
Which I mentioned to her that I never wrapped that up. But yeah, that's what happened. And then I got to go home.
And now she's like alive.
And now I'm alive. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Tamiflu.
Yeah.
On this podcast, we hate Jeremy Renner and we hate influenza type A.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, all versions of it.
Yeah. And we love Tamiflu.
We love Tamiflu.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my last dosage tonight. And then
so
I'm
exciting.
Cured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're cured. You're fine.
Basically. Well, now it's like, now I can't determine if my congestion is from because I was sick or, bam, or because our allergy today is an 11 out of 12.
Oh. Why? Why allergies? My car is so disgusting.
We're an 11 today with our highest pollutants being grasses, oak, and juniper.
I feel so embarrassed driving around with... with my car looking so bad from all the pollen everywhere.
Yeah, but if you wash it, then, it'll just stick right back on.
Exactly, because I wait. Like the other day I was so self-conscious driving around because I was like, oh my god, everybody's gonna see how dirty my car
everyone's
is.
Everyone's car
but then I
like
looked
that.
At everybody else's car and I was like, oh, they have the same problem.
Yeah, because it's like, and then there's a wind advisory today. Mm-hmm. I was gonna go cleaning a car. No, I'm not.
No,
because the pollen's just gonna stick right back on it. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna wait until I think on Thursday it's supposed to go down.
Mm-hmm.
But
we're
no.
supposed to get a cold front.
Hopefully. This stuff has to stop blooming. It's killing me.
Yeah.
It gave me influenza type A.
Exactly. Yep. Spring has sprung.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody and they're like, so I heard famously that's the one people don't want to have. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have it.
Yeah, you didn't want to have it and you don't recommend it.
It was not, and then people were probably going to be like, well, you had 2 weeks off. They weren't fun.
No, you didn't do anything fun with those 2 weeks. You were dying.
I sat around and I took a nap on the couch.
I think that's like the furthest you went out.
Yeah, that was really it.
Besides that.
And because I wanted some sunlight, mm-hmm. so I just slept with the blinds open.
At least you still care about yourself.
I try. I mm-hmm. still feel like I look really pale.
You
so
are
pale.
Yeah.
I'm so pale.
You're so pale. You're so pale.
You're so pale. But it's like, I also haven't been outside in 2 weeks.
Yeah. And also, like, I feel like I got pale, too. I was just inspecting myself this morning. But it's also, like, winter. It's technically still February.
Yeah.
Even though it feels like
when's
summer.
The spring solstice? Is that...
Oh, I don't know.
March 21st or February 21st?
March?
Because the summer solstice is June 21st.
Oh. Then I don't know.
Maybe March. That feels
Does
right.
it happen every 4 months?
I don't know, but it happens on the 21st. There's June 21st, and then I believe...
December
21st.
Yeah.
Is the winter solstice. The fall solstice... The fall solstice, I believe, is in October.
Okay, so that would be 4 months after the...
Maybe it is every 4 months. I don't know. That's what I learned from my
astronomy
class.
Well, if there's
class.
Four solstices, then 4 divided by 12 is 3. So one has to happen every 3 months. Equally. If they happen equally.
I don't know.
So maybe it is February 21st. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll
if
find,
not.
We'll find, we'll get there when we get there.
If
let
not,
me look.
It's March 21st.
Let me see if my... So it's not in my...
In your calendar.
No, but I do have in my calendar to pay you for Netflix. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
really all I've got coming up, though.
Well, big month.
Big month.
Got to pay me for the Netflix.
Yeah.
What's it called? Are you looking it up now?
Because sometimes it's in my...
In your calendar, if you look up solstice, no, nothing for solstice, actually. So
I just think, you know, maybe, oh, well, I guess while we're doing that, I'll pull up CoStar.
Yeah.
And do that. Oh.
Huh.
Mine's, can I read my CoStar?
Yeah.
That person is not why you're feeling shitty. Yeah, it's influenza type A, bitch.
Oh,
that's why
my
I'm feeling shitty.
God.
It's because I got sick.
Yeah.
And now there's a hidden box of tissues behind here.
Uh-huh.
Because my nose, I gotta go catch it. Keeps running away. Do broken glass.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we need to talk about how I killed that straw.
Oh, that
Do,
was funny.
Salt spray and dark humor. Don't bar fights, passive aggressive texts, and cruelty.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Mine says, you are not a tragedy. Do endorphins, fizzy drinks, vanities. Don't thrones, soft smiles, costume jewelry.
Do you have costume jewelry?
I don't have. No.
I forgot to wear my jewelry.
I have real jewelry. But I mean, it's not like real. But it's like, it's real to me, you know?
Your feelings for her are not real.
They're real to me.
Oh, what's yours?
My thing on my friend update says you and Isabella experience oh my God, can I speak?
No.
Okay.
Not allowed.
You and Isabella experience the world in very different ways. Your playfulness conflicts with their critical nature. Be open and honest about what you want from them.
Today, you apparently feel like dark matter.
Oh.
Move through the world together. Oh. Invisible, but bending everything around you.
Wow. That's so sweet.
Oh my God, I have trouble in everything.
Really? I have power in everything.
Happy for you. That's great.
You're recovering from influenza A. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, listen, like, I... So sue me. I get sick and I'm gone for a week and a half. Sorry.
Sorry. I was dying.
I was literally dying.
Literally dying.
Well, let's just be happy that we still have a co-host.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It almost became a one-man show.
Yeah.
And I think
I don't think anybody would...
You would have done great.
I would have tried my best, for sure.
Yeah. You know. Would you have left an empty chair open for me?
100%. I would put your photo, and I would speak to your photo, and people would call,
you should,
like,
put a black veil over it.
Oh, my God. That would be funny.
That'd be cute.
Well, let's not manifest anything like that. We're not.
Yeah, well, that would be sad, but, like, it'd be funny.
Yes, we would have to, yeah. We would have to laugh at the sad moments.
Could you have a spirit box on?
Oh, my God.
Just see
the
if
podcast
I would say anything?
just becomes me speaking to the spirit box.
Yeah, and seeing,
like,
if
you would
if
still
you
show
me
up every week.
Yeah. Be like, Isabella, what are your thoughts on that? I'd just be like, potato.
Yep. I'd be like, wow, so what I think this means is.
Yeah, I think it'd be really good.
I think that's so funny.
Yeah, it can become like Yap O'Clock with the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yapping on the other side.
Yeah, my friends on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think that's kind of beautiful.
I think that's so funny.
Yeah.
So anyway, what are your paragraphs on CoStar?
I also have a beetle. Do you have what's your sticker for
my,
the thing? Mine's a beetle for some
reason.
I think
it's pomegranate.
It's not just a beetle, it's a scarab.
Oh, okay.
Famously, the bug of good luck,
mm-hmm,
in, I believe, Egyptian culture?
Yes, question mark?
I don't know. Pardon me while I powder my nose.
I remember that in Aladdin, like, the first scene is them putting together the golden scarab.
Yeah.
And it opens up the Cave of Wonders.
Shout out.
Shout out Aladdin. Not Jafar. He's scary.
Yeah.
He's scary looking.
Yeah.
I saw him the other day. Scary looking.
Is he? Yeah. Well, I mean.
He's a villain.
Yeah. Period.
Scary.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are
you? Oh, yes, yes. You're making a good first impression right now.
Ooh.
Authenticity is the only way to make sure those impressions are correct. You can choose the best path. Your work this month is to understand the difference between courage and self-destruction. When you act rude, you undermine yourself. Get to know what you're capable of. Don't waste it. I'm never rude.
No.
Maybe internally, I am very rude. Again, with the El Yoker thing, internally, I'm very rude.
But you also exude, like, nice.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, you can have your little thoughts.
Uh-huh.
And be like...
You have that filter.
But yeah, you have to be like... Because it's unclassy,
mm-hmm,
to be mean.
You exude,
like,
classiness.
When people don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
I always try to be nice. I try to be nice. You know, the...
I try to be nice.
I try to be nice. I always try.
Mm-hmm.
The broader focus of your life during this time is to discover which rules are meant to be broken. What are you holding on to?
Hmm.
How can you receive when your hands are full of things you aren't even aware of?
Interesting.
What am I not aware of?
I don't know. Well, I guess you'll find out. When you need to be aware of it.
That's what I've been saying.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said.
Yeah, my hands are full of germs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't... That's what you're aware of right now.
Uh-huh.
That's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so my paragraphs...
We should have gotten a plastic barrier.
Oh, my God.
Like in COVID times.
That probably would have created an insane, like, reflection.
Glare, but that would be crazy. When I worked for Crumble Cookie back in the day, we had the plastic... And people would act like they couldn't hear me over it.
Mm-hmm.
What? I can't hear you through the plastic. I can hear you, and I'm talking the same.
Right.
And then they would, like they'd try to move it.
Yeah.
And I'd have to, like, move it back.
And be like, hey, do you understand?
Like, I'm, you know.
It's supposed to be in front of you.
Yeah, or they'd, talk around it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're really defeating the purpose of this being here.
They don't get it. They weren't girlies that got it. I'm sorry for their loss.
Me too, honestly. Anyway. Your turn.
Okay. The spark you feel right now is mutual. Attraction is desire aching to be acknowledged. This is your chance to take. Take. Okay.
Yeah.
Your job this month is to have an experience. Ooh, okay. There is no small feat for a person who searches or for faults as a way to avoid intimacy. This is a good time to practice loving other humans from a place of honesty. Okay.
Beautiful.
The broader focus of your life during this time is to consider what you're fighting for before you decide to get ruthless. It is not useful to jump from one unhealthy situation to another. Okay. That's period. Solid advice. And I feel like what it's don't like predicting or like what it's saying that's happening in my life. I mean, yeah, we just had Valentine's Day. I just spent it with my boyfriend. You know, I think.
I spent it loving, with influenza type
I know. Next year you won't, though.
You'll I will not.
You'll be spending it with a boyfriend.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps a husband.
Ooh.
Anybody? Any takers?
Give me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. If you're not witnessing this on YouTube right now, I am
wrapping
my hair tie around
and that's
her
love.
Finger three times, trying not to cut off her circulation.
That's fine. I mean, really.
And now we're married. So you
so
just
kidding. Sorry, guys. You just lost.
Exactly.
Sorry to your boyfriend. He didn't move fast enough.
Oh, he knows that you always have a spot in my heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's fine with it.
I remember I was dating a guy and I was like, yeah, like you're pretty high priority. He's like, what about Sam? And I remember being like, she's in a different category.
Yeah.
If you go through our relationship trying to be higher on the podium, you'll never do. You'll never achieve. So really just remember where you are. Let's look around. Like, remember who you are and where you are, and that you'll never be better than Sam. And
exactly.
Then the relationship works.
Like, for you, you are God tier, and then it's everybody else.
Yeah.
For me, like, I'm God tier for you, and then it's everybody else. Yep. Like, and everybody accepts it.
It's
Yeah. It's fine. That's just how it is.
I had to explain it and be like, listen, so this is, we're romantic love.
Uh-huh.
The soulmate connection I have with Sam, you'll never touch that.
No.
Because it's not even like, and then there's romantic soulmate, whatever. There's friendship soulmate.
Yeah. That's this.
That's this.
Yeah.
This is bond that has found, we've found each other every single lifetime. We have transcended.
Universes.
Yes.
And now
so
we're here.
So don't compare yourself to that.
Exactly. You can't
beat that.
Because
you'll never meet the mark and you'll always be disappointed.
Yeah.
So just accept
mm-hmm.
that you're not her.
Right.
You'll never be her. You have to be you.
Pronouns are he, him, because you will never be her.
Period.
You know?
Yeah. So that's just really something that I have to remind people I date.
Uh-huh.
Where it's like, you can never be that.
Exactly.
Because that's something entirely different mm-hmm. from romance.
That is out of reach for you.
That's sisterhood.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never be able to beat sisterhood.
Exactly.
You have to be something else.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go into the sisterhood category thinking you'll be better than that.
You're not my sister, you know?
No.
You, if you want romantic love, you'd be my boyfriend.
Yeah, and then you can be the best in that category.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go into the other one.
No.
You cannot compete.
That's where you lose me.
Because if you're like me or her, I have really bad news for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Really, you have to learn to coexist.
Uh-huh.
Like, for example, I dated a guy once and he was like, you always listen to your mother.
Okay.
Like, because it's like, you want to make me pick? It's not going to look good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking family.
Yeah.
So.
Vin Diesel, family.
Family. Yeah, no, I was like, if you were like, it's me or your mother.
How insane is that, too?
Hey, bad news. I'm not picking you.
Right. Like.
I'm picking my mom. Well, no, why? Because I call my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I just go, so what are you to
right because
and I
you
just bother
have
her.
A relationship with your mother.
Yeah, I call you and I'm like, what are you up to? I'm busy. Bye.
Yeah.
My mom will drop everything to be like, my baby, what's
mm-hmm.
up? What's going on?
Exactly.
What are you up to?
Because she's a queen and she slays.
And then she'll FaceTime me and be like, look at the dogs. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Aww.
And she's like, well, I gotta run. Okay.
Right, but it's a good little check-in.
Yeah.
So
never try to put the people I love against yourself
mm-hmm.
and make me pick, because unfortunately it's not going to end well for you.
Yeah, no picking, but just be the best in your own category.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really what I'm trying to say.
I think so, yeah. So So boyfriends can be the best in the boyfriend category.
And yeah, and like, if you wish to upgrade to husband, go for it.
Right. Fiance, husband.
Yes. And if you want to really be the best in those, no one's stopping you. But mm-hmm. you cannot jump categories to be like, but I want to be your best friend. Sorry, that slot's been filled.
Yeah, best friend soulmate, it's already here. Like, we already got that.
Sorry, but if you would like to be in the boyfriend category, we have an opening for you this Wednesday.
Exactly. Let's schedule an interview and get you booked.
Yeah, like, we'd love to meet, love to chit chat, love to have a little meet and greet.
Meet and greet. But yeah.
Please don't try to apply for soulmate best friend because that is taken.
Yeah.
And it's a senior resident and she's not going anywhere. So.
She's a for lifer.
Period. So, yeah. So please don't try to fill in that category. We are booked and we have no availability. Sorry.
No openings ever. It's already been filled. It's fine.
No, it's good.
All good.
Yeah, we're good. I'm full. Thank you, I'm full.
Thanks for your interest. Unfortunately, we did already have to go with another candidate.
Yes, who has been around.
Exactly.
Our candidate that we've had. Yeah.
It's already been filled.
She knows how to do a job. She's great. We love her. It's wonderful.
It's fine. You're never going to be her, so
yeah, just don't stop right don't now. Don't hurt yourself.
Don't get your hopes up.
Yeah. Just know that going into it.
Exactly.
Sorry. Wow.
Do we hear that?
Why are they honking so much? That was like an aggressive honk.
I didn't like that. Was like a cartoon honk too. I think
it's kind of like Herbie the Love Bug was out there.
Oh my god, it did sound like that. I hope you guys could hear that.
There was a cute little car honking.
There was a moment of silence. We were just listening to the car honking.
Because it's about observing and taking in the world around you.
Yeah.
That's what I did a lot this weekend. This whole week.
Yeah.
I just did a lot of like listening to the world around me and being like, I didn't live life to the fullest. Yeah. I really regretted that. I didn't appreciate what I had until I died.
Yeah, it's one of those times where you're like, if you're congested and you can't breathe through your nose properly, it's you're like, just I like, I didn't breathe the air through my nostrils when I could.
But it's like, it's awful because it's like, I didn't know what I had, but I did know what I had and I miss it.
Right. It's like, please bring that back to me. Thanks.
It's like, dear God, I appreciated what I had. Why must you take it from me?
Thanks for this lesson. I'm ready to go back.
Thanks for the reminder that I do appreciate what I have when I have it. But can I have it back?
Please.
Thank you. ASAP. Like, there were some nights where it's like, I couldn't sleep because I couldn't breathe. And so I was breathing through my mouth. And I'd wake up with dry, like, cotton mouth.
Yeah, that's so annoying.
And I was
so
like,
annoying.
This is hell. I'm in hell.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should stop sinning, because I think that's what hell would
this
be for me.
This is the bad place.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you said.
But if anybody out there has gotten sick recently with influenza A...
You didn't get it from her, because she was
Because I
in
locked
her room.
Myself in a room.
Mm-hmm.
But...
She said, quarantine!
Oh my god, I had... Funny story. Talking about things that I didn't appreciate. My mom got me Panera Bread chicken noodle soup. And that was the day after I went to the ER. And that was my first real meal in 3 days. I sat at our kitchen counter eating soup, and there were big, fat tears streaming down my face. You saw the video.
That video was so funny.
Because I just was so, like, it was just, like, they were tears of, I don't know if I could say joy. But of, like.
Gratefulness.
Yeah. Because I was, like. I haven't had, like, I could say was, it's good. It's good. I'm sitting there sobbing.
That was so funny.
Huge, you saw, like, big tears
rolling
down my face.
And the very first frame, like, the thumbnail of the video is so funny.
It's hilarious. I don't know.
I kind of want to print it out and just bring it out on special occasions. Yeah, and be like, I just remember.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
I'll never be as sick. Ever that I think
knock on wood
that was it I think that was my like I'll get sick but everyone will be like well at least it wasn't 5 years ago
yeah
when you were sick that one time
I know this is like the sickness that you had
this was the sickness of my early 20s
the big influenza A of 2025
yeah and I had COVID once
oh my
and
god
that
yeah.
was this was worse than that
mm-hmm. Yeah, you really were down and out for so long, too. I was expecting you to bounce back quicker, but...
No. And then, remember, I bounced back, and then I got ill again, and that's when I went to the ER. Because I was, like, it juked me out. I was getting better. I was like, guys, I feel good, so I'm going to eat a meal.
Nope.
Threw up. And then I couldn't keep anything down for that whole day, and I was like... And then I went to the ER.
And you got your IV, and they fixed you.
And I got Tammy. Thank you, Tammy.
Tammy Flu.
My true love.
I like how we match pitch
for
that. That was pretty good.
Again, we are soulmates, best friends.
Soulmates.
Boop. That was beautiful. Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't recommend getting sick.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Enjoy your spring. Don't get sick.
Yeah. Be safe. Enjoy your spring. Enjoy the sunlight. Put on SPF too, so that you don't die.
Well, now here's something interesting though.
When
we're talking about my contagion era,
I
had hung out and I went out the night before, and then they were like, "Yeah, I was sick for like 2 days and I was fine."
But did this person get the flu shot? Because if you got the flu shot,
probably not.
Then
knowing them, probably not.
Then I don't know. Maybe this, like, person just has
why did it hit me so hard?
I don't know. Have you been stressed out? Maybe your immune system was, like, at a more vulnerable point.
Maybe. I don't know. I just feel... Because I even told the doctors, like, so how long have you been sick? I'd be like, this is day 7. They'd go, day 7?
Huh?
You've been like this for 7 days? And I was like, well, I was getting better, and then this happened. They go, oh. Because what they think happened was, they're like, you probably had something else. And then you got hit with the other thing.
Oh.
And I said, but I've been inside. I'd be inside.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't go out. I stay in.
And
because I die.
Me and our other roommate, we didn't have any sicknesses.
No.
So.
Maybe I like to think that I just absorbed everybody's sickness.
Oh, thank you for your service.
Yeah. Because what's that saying? God gives his hardest or his toughest battle
to his strongest soldiers.
Yeah, soldiers, whatever.
Yeah.
Me, I guess.
The strongest soldiers with the strongest shoulders. That's Wacky me. Railway ride.
I can't. I don't want to do that again. Wacky railway ride.
Wacky railway ride.
I'm not saying it fast. That's as good as we'll get.
I think I'm getting better at saying it. Wacky railway ride.
Wacky railway ride.
Wacky railway ride.
I just think it's the worst thing I've ever come up with.
I don't know.
I know. I think it's not a cool thing.
What did we add on to it? We were saying something at the end of, I think, last episode or two episodes ago. I forget what we added on. We were like, something, wacky railway ride.
The same. It's like super happy fun times. Yes! Do you know what that's from?
No.
There was something from a video, and it was like, super happy fun times, yes! And I can't remember what it is.
Interesting.
And I've quoted it my whole life.
And you haven't Googled it?
Like, I don't know.
Oh.
Super happy fun times, yes! I forget what it's from. Let me just do a quick
like
Google.
Is it like a kid's
show? You keep talking about something.
Super happy fun times, yes. Wacky railway ride. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. How many how many pickled peppers did Peter Piper... What? How many pickled... Oh, my God.
There's someone's music... says musician Brian Bierlansky of Brian's Super Happy Fun Time.
Huh. Peter Piper picked...
But I forget. It was like a video.
Peck.
And it was somebody like, Super Happy Fun Times. Yes!
I don't know what that's from. Can we decode this really quick? Because
what?
I think we had this conversation fairly recently. It was Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. But it's not a peck. You said something else, right?
What is it?
I used to say...
You picked a pack of pickled peppers.
Oh, you said pack. I've always said peck.
Picked a
peck?
Picked a peck.
Picked a
peck.
And I had
whatever.
I had a nursery rhyme book, and it said peck.
Picked a peck? Is it like a bushel, but for...
Maybe. But you said pack, and I went,
it is a peck of pickled peppers.
It is a peck?
But why is it called a peck?
I don't know. How is peck spelled? P-E-C-K?
P-E-C-K.
So, like, a peck of pickled peppers.
What is a...
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. How many pecks of pickled peppers did Peter Piper pick?
Peppers. Like, how many? What's a peck?
What is a peck? Yeah, exactly. Is like a baker's dozen?
A peck of peppers refers... This is from AI Overview.
Oh, thanks.
A peck of peppers refers to the time of year when peppers are most abundant and readily available for harvest.
Okay. So Peter Piper was a farmer girly.
So pick a peck is a quarter of a bushel.
How much is the quarter of a bushel?
Well, bushel is... Oh, my God. Hold on.
Does the bushel have an actual number?
I can, like, see a bushel in my head, but I... Hold on. How much is a bushel? So, a bushel is 9.3 U.S. liquid gallons.
Liquid? But this is pickled peppers.
Oh, my God. There's, like, different measurements.
How much is it?
What so, if you're looking at, like, rye, it's 56 pounds per bushel. Oats and... Fescue is 32 pounds per bushel.
Fescue? What's a fescue?
A bushel. Like.
What is it? Okay, can you look up how much is a peck of pickled peppers?
Okay.
And well, do the farmers...
6 to 8 pounds of peppers. That's a lot of peppers.
So that's our answers. How many pickled peppers... Oh my God, how many pickled peppers did Peter Piper pick? Six to eight pounds.
Of peppers. So, oh my God.
Mystery solved.
Yeah.
Well, nursery rhyme solved.
A peck is a quarter of a bushel, which means it's about 8 dry quarts or 2 gallons of volume.
So a quarter of a bushel is 6 to 8 pounds. So 6 to 8 times 4, that's a big bushel.
Well, because now this might be the Ohio in me, but when I imagine a bushel, I just see
the shrub,
like the barrel that you would pick in, like a bushel.
Mm-hmm.
Like I see the bowl, basically.
Yeah,
I can't think, like a bucket. It's kind of like a bucket. Like I, in my mind, when I think of a bushel, I just see the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then there's a peck. Oh, wow. So I guess it's like a littler one, but like.
A quarter of a bushel.
Yeah, 6 to 8. Now that's a fun trivia question. How much is a peck?
Mm-hmm.
If Peter Piper picked a peck of peckles, whatever the fuck.
Hey, let's say it. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. How many pickled peppers did Peter Piper pick?
6 to 8 pounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now you say it. Oh, you wanted me to say it? Yeah, I wanted you to say it.
Oh, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. How much did Peter Piper pick?
No, how many pickled peppers did Peter Piper pick?
I don't know this one. I know Sally and her seashell fucking business.
By the seashore.
Yeah.
Can you tell me that one? I was actually trying to remember that one.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Is there a second line to that, or is just that?
I don't believe so.
She sells seashells by the seashore. Sally sells seashells by the seashore. How many seashells?
That's funny. It's called a
How
rap.
Many seashells did Sally sell?
Stay
silent. I don't know. Because it's just like for a nursery rhyme, like, Sally sells seashells by the seashore. Okay. Peter Piper's picking pickled peppers. Like, okay.
So Sally sells seashells by the seashore. The full tongue twister goes. She sells seashells on the seashore. The shells she sells are seashells, I'm sure. For she sells seashells on the seashore, then I'm sure she sells seashore shells.
So, how did we get Sally?
I don't know if that's the full thing, but I think it's like...
So they just named her Sally because of S? Why not Susie? Why not Sammy? Like, why not...
If you want to sell seashells...
Why not Shelly?
By the seashore, I mean...
Shelly sells seashells by the seashore. Like, I don't know.
For sure, she sells seashells or whatever it was.
Exactly. You did it. Congrats.
Thank you. I don't know. I just feel like tongue twisters are stupid.
Because you can't say them?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Exactly why. I think they're stupid.
Something about it is kind of like satisfying about saying it, though.
Not for me.
In my mind, I keep repeating the Peter Piper one.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. I think it's because now that I know it's peck, I want to keep saying pack. And so I'm like stumbling to not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. That's what I was always taught.
Maybe because they didn't know what a peck was either. So they just went, sounds like pack.
Yeah.
Peck.
Like a pack of peppers.
Yeah.
Not a
peck of peppers. But how much is a pack of peppers?
I'm imagining like a little packet.
Yeah, like something you used to find in the grocery store.
Yeah.
Maybe he was a farmer distributor for, like, Walmart or something.
Maybe really what we should be focusing on is how Sally and, who's the one picking?
Peter Piper?
I think Peter Piper and Sally, like, I feel like we should just really focus on them being businessmen and women. And I think we should really just be like, they're small business owners.
Focus on Peter Piper being a woman?
Well, businessman and woman, because okay. Sally at the seashore. Okay.
Yeah.
So I really just feel like this is a beautiful story about the American dream and how small businesses run our economy.
For a second, I thought you were going to ship Peter Piper and Sally.
No, no. They're too busy with their lives.
Yeah, they're entrepreneurs.
She lives in the sea, by the seashore.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, my dad is calling me.
Sorry, Dad.
Sorry, I'm talking about the economy.
Exactly.
And in Peter, he's busy wherever peppers grow.
Right. So it's just certainly not by the seashore.
Definitely not.
Uh-uh.
It just wouldn't work out.
Yeah.
They're too independent, and it's really like this beautiful story of putting yourself first when you think about it.
I think that's really beautiful. It, like, brings a tear to my eye.
Yeah, so I feel like let's focus less about
love.
And let's, exactly.
And focus on ourselves.
And our small businesses of selling seashells by the seashore and being a farmer.
America!
Yeah, because you know what? Our farmers are great.
Farmers farm.
I liked, when I was little, I would play in many a cornfield.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty, farmers are pretty lit. They're just like, whatever, just don't hurt yourself on my property and we're fine. Okay.
All right, cool.
I can do that.
Yeah. I think this is a beautiful lesson. And if anybody wants to contribute to this very important conversation, then you definitely can. And we would love to have this conversation with you and to start the dialogue, really.
Yeah, let's get the conversation going and really, really let's get the ball rolling on that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Come up with some ideas and we'll get
especially
back to you.
Especially as Sally is a small, independent female business.
Small business owner Sally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we've got the Pied Piper, you know, representing Piper. Farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Piper. Do you think his father's the Pied Piper? And he's like, I don't agree with extermination.
That's so funny.
Or maybe his father calls all the creatures off, all the pests off the farm. So Peter can pick his peck of pickled peppers.
Maybe.
I think this is a beautiful family business. I think some of them, like his father, are very musically inclined.
Exactly.
And Peter's not, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Everybody has their own talents.
He wants to farm.
Mm-hmm. Let him farm.
I think that's the lore. I think the Pied Piper and Peter Piper are
connected.
Father and son.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh my God. Here we go. Peter Piper, he worked really hard with his hands, but, you know, his pickled peppers, like, things kept getting into them. And then his son, the Pied Piper, was like, Father, I will create this magic to save the farm. And I will get all the rats and creatures off of our farm. And he was like, no, son, it's okay. That task is too great. And then he became the Pied Piper.
But then who is Peter Piper's wife?
That's unimportant. Maybe she wishes to be remained anonymous. Or that's if true. You want to spin it that Sally and Peter Piper had a child, like a love child.
I kind of don't, though.
Like, I feel like they would never do that.
I don't think so. I think they're responsible enough to have their own businesses that they wouldn't just, like, do that.
No.
And they both have very, like, very established businesses. They can't leave them, so.
Yes, or maybe it's just a mystery woman.
It's just a mystery. She prefers to remain anonymous, and we will respect her privacy at this time.
We will be respecting her privacy at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're girls.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think that's a beautiful lore that I think.
I think this is such a great conversation.
It's been a great workshop, really, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you guys want to extend into our lore of, like, all these mythical creatures that are actually small business owners and possibly having famous children.
Right, American business owners.
Yeah, the American dream, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Let's bring back the American dream here.
Amen, sister. That's what I've been saying. It's like there's a guy, really quick, I know we're running out of time, but there's a guy on TikTok, he's called, like, Mr. Pickle or Mr. Fat Pick or the Fat Cheeto or something.
Oh.
He's got this tattoo that says HVAC on his arm and he'll just go, oh yeah. And I've been quoting him forever and I'm starting to make people watch his stuff because he's so funny.
He's going to show up.
He's like, we're going to fill up our water meter with cement. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's just doing crimes. It's so funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
He'll show up.
So, guys, go check out the HVAC, Mr. Fat Cheeto.
And then lean into our lore about Peter Piper and Sally and the Pied Piper. Yeah, if you have any characters you'd like
to contribute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Mother Goose, Humpty Dumpty, like, let us know.
Where are they at?
Exactly.
What are they up to?
On next week's episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think that's all we got. That was fun.
Yeah. Thanks for coming along.
Thank you.
We miss you and we love you.
I know. We miss you. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.